This is the weekly New Hampshire News Roundup on The Exchange on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello here in the studio with Dean Spiliotis, civic scholar in the School of Arts and Sciences at SNHU, and Trent Spinner of the New Hampshire Union Leader. And joining us now for this part of the program is Tom King, sports writer for the Nashua Telegraph, who is in Atlanta covering the Super Bowl for the paper. Hey, Tom, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So how are things in Atlanta? What's going on in the week before the Super Bowl for folks like you, for reporters? What are you up to?
Getting on shuttles to buses to hotels, back to shuttles, back to buses.
Sounds like a blast.
It's been pretty busy. I mean, we're located right near the stadium in the media center, and the press conferences for the teams are, I got down here Tuesday. They had the day off Tuesday, but Wednesday and Thursday, the Rams were in the morning at their team hotel. We get bussed over there, and everybody has to be made available on the football team, players, coaches. So you have instant access for about an hour. And then later in the afternoon at 4, the Patriots are available. We get back right on that bus and head over to their team hotel. Actually, you can probably walk to theirs from where I am right now, but in about 3 or 4 block walk. But they like you all to kind of go as a group. So we do that and sit and talk with players for about an hour. Bill Belichick will speak, and a player like Tom Brady, a prominent player like Tom Brady, will speak in a press conference setting. Mm-hmm. And then right after that, or towards the end of that, all the players come out into a ballroom area, and there's tables set up, almost like a wedding. And, you have a sheet that tells you where those players are going to be, and go over and put your tape recorder down and start talking.
Oh, that's great. So tell me this. So this is your 10th Super Bowl, 10th time covering the 10th time covering the Patriots, or 10th Super Bowl overall?
10th time covering the Patriots. Okay. I did the 1 year with when Parcells was the coach, and they played the Green Bay Packers back in 1997. And then after that, it was a little bit of a wait, and then right back at it with Bill Belichick. And then who would have thought it would have been a run like this?
Yeah.
And especially in the last few years, this is the third in a row, even during their heyday back in the, 10 years ago, the previous decade, they never went to 3 in a row. So this is a little bit of a change, and you get spoiled, grateful for the Telegraph for sending me all of these, and without that, I wouldn't be going.
Yeah.
So that I have to give them kudos, definitely.
So, what is the ratio in your view so far of Pats fans to Rams fans? Is there a clear majority?
No, there isn't. And I haven't seen any Rams fans at all, honestly. And I haven't. The one thing is they don't start to show up until yesterday and today. And late yesterday, I was around the media area in the CNN building, where there's basically a big wall down in a restaurant wall down in the ground floor of the CNN building. And you see people walking around, but you didn't see too many with NFL, with Patriots or Rams jerseys on yet. They all start to come in today. And there's a theme park right in between the CNN building and the State Farm Arena and the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's the NFL Experience and the NFL theme park. You're going to see a lot of Patriot fans and Rams fans probably milling around there later today as they get into town.
Dean, you had a question for Tom?
Yeah, hi, Tom. It's Dean Spiliotis. Quick, I'm just curious in your opinion, do you have a sense that people are still captivated by the Super Bowl? And I ask that for a couple of reasons. Outside of New England, people are kind of tired of seeing the Patriots every year. And
right.
We know the Rams are not a super big draw in L.A. We had the officiating problems all year, but particularly that Saints-Rams championship game, the Colin Kaepernick kneeling issue that got a lot of publicity. The NFL's been facing some challenges. There was a time where, everybody thought it was starting to rival baseball as America's pastime, but now it's kind of been down. What's your sense on the ground?
Oh, I don't know if the NFL's down at all. I really don't agree with that. I think the image may be down a little bit, but I think the popularity of the game, the ratings were up this year. Mm-hmm. And look, the Super Bowl is 10 years ago, or not even that, 10 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, 22 years ago, when I did my first one, was nowhere near what this is now. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, there was a lot of media, but nothing like this. You had media from all over the world at this game. And I think, and you walk through the city, there's tall buildings with Super Bowl logos on them and everything else. I think that, the Super Bowl is going to be the most watched program of anything, you know, this year or whatever when they air it. And I don't see, now granted, with L.A. and, you know, the fact that they've only been out there a couple of years, you know, the L.A. team, you know, the Rams haven't exactly captivated Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. But they've done it a lot more than the Chargers have, obviously. I think that may be an issue, but you know, everybody talks about what the crowd is going to be like at the game. I think there'll probably be more Patriot fans, but it's a corporate crowd. The Super Bowl is a corporate event.
What do you mean by that? Is that because it's so expensive to get there?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's expensive, and companies are you know, buy up tickets, and you know, it's, you know, you're talking four figures a ticket. You know, the average price right now is, I think I saw, somewhere around $2,500 or $2,600 per ticket. So now tickets may be more readily available now than they have been in past years. But I think that's more due to the cost than it is the popularity of the game.
Mm-hmm. Our business reporter did a story about what it would cost to go to the Super Bowl if you're from New Hampshire. It turns out about 3 or 4% of people who are at the Super Bowl are actually from New Hampshire, and it would cost. He did all the prices of going through StubHub, getting the tickets, the hotels,
right,
the flights, and it would be about $8,000 for two people. And he talked to a travel agent who booked a family of four. The travel agent was able to guarantee them four seats together, a flight from Manchester. And the total price of that trip, $25,000.
Wow.
Yep, exactly. No, that's exactly it. Now, the flights to Atlanta haven't been that expensive from what I've seen. Especially if you kind of took a chance and booked it a while ago, you know, to get down here. And you know, if you wanted to gamble that way. But any Super Bowl city, the Super Bowl is an event that the city really has to capitalize on financially. Otherwise, it's a failure. So what you see is, for all these hotels, is the prices are completely jacked up. There's been rumors down here of hotels that usually charge $79 a night, they're charging $800 a night for the weekend. So, I mean, that's incredible. And even with the media, I noticed in the last couple of Super Bowls, they shut off the shuttle service at 6 p.m. Now, there's a lot of media still working in those workrooms beyond that. But they do that probably so that, you know, the cabbies and the Ubers and Lyfts and everything else can capitalize on that.
Hmm.
And I think, again, it's all about, you know, the Super Bowl, again, it's a corporate event. And it's all about dollars for the city that is hosting it. It brings in a lot of money. And if your city gets one, then, you know, wow, you're probably going to plan 2 or 3 years ahead of time after it's been named on how you can capitalize on it.
Well, Tom, let me ask you a little bit about how you think the game's going to go. It's worth mentioning here that Governor Chris Sununu's prediction for the game is Pats 35, Rams 17. So do you have a prediction? Who's going to get the edge?
Well, I think the Rams are still going to score points, so I'm going to go 35-31 Patriots, because
that's close.
I really feel that this Patriot team, you know, but these games are really tough to predict. I'm just throwing that out there, because last year, who would have predicted that the Eagles were going to be able to do what they did and Nick Foles do what he did to the Patriots? I mean, they just shredded them. Defensively, the Patriots had no answer. I expect that to be a little different this year. I think they'll have more of an answer for this Ram offense, which, you know, three months ago when they played Kansas City on that Monday night game, they were, you know, one of the most incredible offenses we've seen. They tailed off since then. But this Patriot team, and I talked about intangibles, I don't think they expected to be here a month ago.
Hmm.
You know, they were struggling. I mean, they had just ended the regular season. They were going to have to face the two best teams in the AFC, in my mind. They were the Chargers and the Chiefs at the time. And whether or not they play them at home, you know, play one at home and one on the road, it was all, you know, up in the air. But even back before, right before Christmas, I don't think they expected, they didn't have the look of a Super Bowl team.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have that look now. I think they realize that, yes, we can do this. And I also think that the guys who were on this team from last year have that bitter taste of losing to Philly, and I think they want to make up for that.
All right. Well, Tom King, sports reporter for the Nashua Telegraph, thank you very much for joining us, and enjoy the game.
No problem. Thanks a lot for having me.
And you can read Tom King's reporting on the Super Bowl at NashuaTelegraph.com.